Dave Moore on Today FM.
How are you? Good afternoon.
Yeah, I was just about to say, it's morning where I am, not where you are. So, listen, I must tell you something before we kick off, right? You are the most requested guest for an interview that I have ever had. Because you've been on my show before, but when you announced that you were releasing the book and coming to Ireland, I got so many messages from people saying, Dave, get Niall on again, get Niall on. So here you are.
Ah, oh, brilliant. That's good to hear.
You're still popular.
Yeah, well, so I'm sure it'll change at some stage. But look, people love dogs. I think that's the main message.
Yeah, you're always very positive about it. But look, it's what you're doing with dogs for your life that is making all this popularity possible. And of course, you've channeled it all now into a book called Tina, The Dog Who Changed the World. So in case any of my audience don't know, let's give the kind of bullet point history of you. You left the corporate world and wanted to go to Thailand. But when you went there, you went through a lot, but you also found street dogs were a thing in Thailand and it really affected you.
Yeah, that's a good way. I was in the corporate world in media in Dublin, actually, and then came to Thailand to kind of escape. And I was always an alcoholic, and I thought it'd be a good idea to leave Ireland and the big creamy pints of Guinness and all that sort of stuff behind and come to Thailand. But I actually got worse when I got here. So I ended up in hospital, nearly drank myself to death. But I'm sober now 4.5 years. So that's good. During that process, I sort of thought to myself, God, there's got to be more to life. And I found the dogs, street dogs, and I'd always loved dogs. And I just started helping them. And it's grown into a big mission now to help the street dogs in Thailand and the rest of the world.
It really has. Happy Doggo, of course, is the charity that you're now the founder of. But Tina is a special dog, and that's why you've written a book about Tina. So let's talk about what she means to you and why she is the subject of this, but why she is the kind of the main character in this story.
Yeah, she's just an unbelievable dog. She was an unbelievable dog. She passed, but I found her on a chain, really short chain. She's like a golden retriever. And you'd have to see a picture to see how sad she was when I found her. It was like the saddest dog you could ever imagine. And built her back up into a wonderful golden retriever. And she just loved every second of life. And she wasn't a bit annoyed about her past. Right? She just lived in the moment, which I loved. But sadly, you know, the damage had been done, her kidneys failed very quickly. So I only had her for 6 months, but she taught me the world. She taught me everything and inspired me to go on and do what I do now, because it's very, very hard to look after the dogs. You see a lot of suffering, but I do it for her, really. And that's same with the book. That's why it's very hard writing a book and going out to the world to tell them about it. But
I was about to ask you about that, because look, it is tough to write a book, but it's also really tough to go on the promo trail. But it's also even tougher, I think, to leave your dogs behind, because you obviously do now have to travel the world and promote this book.
That's it. I shouldn't be telling you that. I should be saying I can't wait. I have to, meet everybody, and it's going to be, but I am dreading it. I'm dreading it. I have a bit of social anxiety, which I used to cure with a few pints. I have to leave the dogs behind, and then it's fairly hard work. But I'm also very lucky, because, you could be writing a book or you could be trying to raise money for dogs and nobody's interested. So I can't complain. I'll be back with the dogs in 21 days. And that's the way I'm thinking about it.
Well, their tails be wagging to see it, that's for sure. What is it about dogs like Snoop? Yeah, the dog who you initially talked about, of course, when you were in Thailand, and then Tina. What is it about those dogs you think that makes them stand out above all of the other beautiful dogs that we come to love from your social media, and we all have our favorites, but why do you think there are certain dogs that connect with certain people in different ways?
Yeah, I don't know. I think some of them, I'd rescue some that would have cancer, and I get messages from, people who are fighting cancer at the moment, and they say, oh God, I like following, that was McMuffin who had cancer, so people got something out of that. Cindy Crawford was another who was
she's one of my favorites. Tell everyone about Cindy Crawford in case they don't know.
She was morbidly obese, it was kind of funny when you saw how big she was, but then it was also life threatening. But I called her Cindy Crawford because I wanted to get her back to her former glory and turn her into a supermodel, and we got her there.
You did. How hard does that work though? I mean, it's all well and good, as we often walk past a dog and think perhaps we could do something, but you're actually doing it. What's the challenge when somebody like Cindy Crawford presents to you and you have to trim a dog down, basically?
Yeah, that, I mean, usually it's like people are always, they'll say, oh, you give them a lot of love, that's fixed them, or you've that nice food you give them. It's not like, it's really the medicine. Like Cindy Crawford was, we put her on the diet for sure, but she had, what's it called? A thyroid
Right.
issues. So,
Yeah.
like just actually just medicine. Same with McMuffin was chemotherapy. Like the vets and the medicines are really the magical stuff, but that's kind of expensive, you know, like that's the
Yeah.
stuff that it's not cheap.
And listen, you came to Thailand to escape the corporate world and Ireland and Dublin and all those things that you talked about. And then this is where you've ended up. But is it the limit, as in, I know Thailand has plenty of need for dog rescuing, but is there a chance you might pick a different country in a year or 5 years or 10 years and start a similar project there?
Well, we already fund sterilizing, which is neutering in Sri Lanka and Bali. So we're spreading out as much as we can to do the mission. There's just so many dogs. But no, home, like spiritual home for me is sort of Thailand, and then Dublin would be kind of a second.
Yeah.
Like they're both my homes, you know. Like I was in Dublin recently, and it's a brilliant city. So the two of them are my homes.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Liam Gallagher famously adopted a dog called Buttons. Have you any word back from Buttons these days? How's Buttons doing?
Do you know what? I obviously she doesn't have social media because he gets stalked by paparazzi and
Yeah.
stuff. So they send me WhatsApp messages. I'm not joking. Last time I saw her, she was in a chateau in France, because they were getting ready for the tour. So they're resting, you know.
Yeah.
And then I saw her, she was eating sliced up steak. So I don't think Button has a thing to worry about. She's probably getting, you know, serenaded with
Oh,
the
the
song.
yeah. Well, you're getting WhatsApp messages. Are you getting tickets to the gigs? Everybody wants to know.
And she actually did offer me tickets as wife. I don't think I'll be there, but geez, it's hard not to go back for that,
Oh, I
isn't
would
it?
say maybe for just the one day, even if you could do that, that'd be incredible. All right. Well, listen, look, there's lots of beautiful stories to tell, and Tina is particularly one. Tina, the dog who changed the world. The book is out. Get your hands on it now. You will not be disappointed. But Niall, not everything is great. I did see on your Instagram recently that somebody had placed a Liverpool scarf over a picture in your office in Thailand. That is disgraceful behavior.
I mean, the only thing I can think to do with it is I'm going to go and put it in the bin where all the dirty toiletries for the dogs are cleaned up. I mean, they've stitched. I'm actually not in the office. I'm over on the other side of the island, and they've stitched me up. There's a couple of Liverpool fans. It's funny. It's like Ireland. They're all the ties are either Liverpool or United because it's
Brilliant.
you know, the parents or whatever. So
Yeah.
I
Well,
don't mind.
using a Liverpool scarf as a dog wipey up towel has made my day. Let me absolutely tell you
Well, they started it. They
that.
hung
They
it above
did. It was them. Yeah,
above my desk.
absolutely.
We need to get revenge of some sort.
And tell me this, as a United fan, given we are where we are, how are you feeling about next season?
I was just reading they might sign that striker. I don't know how you say his name, the guy in
Oh,
Portugal.
Jokeres. Yeah, I think I take the G out of it. Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, so I texted my friend there 10 minutes ago. I said, we're back. We're definitely back.
Him and Cunha and Liam Delap and everybody and Ederson, we're going to
Next,
sign them
next.
all.
We sound like Liverpool fans now. Old, like next year will be our year.
Yeah, I think if we can manage to climb slightly higher, if we can get into the top half of the table, I'd be happy enough with that, to be honest with you, the way things are going. Is there, you say that everyone over there is a United Liverpool fan. Do you get to watch games at all? Obviously, timing would be difficult.
Yeah, it's a disaster. They're 3 o'clock in the morning usually, so no, I don't. But I think
Right.
it'd be interesting to see if United were doing well and winning stuff. I
You
might get up for
might
one
get
or
up.
two. Yeah, at the moment I'm happy to be asleep, to be honest,
Yeah,
when
and
they're
what time
on.
do you get up with all the dogs, actually?
A quarter to six every morning. Yeah, which is
Wow.
it's an early start, but it's you're not drinking and the sun is shining. I can't complain. It's lovely
Well,
to be
I
up at
was
that
just
time.
about to say, I get up at the same time as you, and I'm not getting up to beautiful Thailand sunshine. I'm getting up in the slashings of rain over here, so you're doing well.
Yeah, well, I'm there next week in Dublin, so I'm hoping the sun will be out. May, everybody, it should be in the heat wave in May.
And come here, I've asked you all of my quick fire round questions before, but last time I had you on, I hadn't added this question to my quick fire round, which is simply, what are you currently obsessed with? And I'm not accepting any dog answers, Niall. There's got to be something
Okay.
else in your life that you're thinking of, an app on your phone or a meal or a friend or something.
I'm obsessed with Formula One.
Oh, right.
That's it. Yeah, it's the only sport that, because it's on at a good time, and I'm obsessed with Formula One.
And
That's
do you have a favorite team or driver?
Max Verstappen, but everybody hates him. Yeah, I like him. But I was lucky enough to go to the Formula One last year as my 1-2 days off, and I met a few of the drivers. So I'm obsessed with it. I just love that. That's my
wow.
thing.
And where did that love come from? Was it the Netflix show or something else? Or just did you always love it?
Yeah, I loved it when I was small, and then I fell out of love, and then the Netflix show got me back into it. So, yeah, it's...
brilliant.
Yeah, I just... and you can have a... Formula One's different. You can kind of support a few people for different reasons, you know?
Yes.
Storylines and stuff. It's not as... life. It doesn't depress you as much as being a United fan. So I've had to change... I basically had to change sport because of United.
I might follow suit. I might try and find something else I love as well. Yeah, see if I can get out of this funk of being a Man United fan. Listen, it's great to talk to another Man United fan. More importantly, great to talk to you, Niall, again. Thank you so much for taking the time. Best luck with the book. Tina, The Dog That Changed the World. The book is out now. Get your hands on it. You will not be disappointed. And Niall, thanks for taking the time and best of luck with the promo over the next coming few weeks.
Great. Lovely to hear an Irish voice as always.
Brilliant. Thanks, Niall.
Dave Moore on Today FM.